Good morning and greetings in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you know, I just have to think of that beautiful name, Jesus. Jesus, what does that name mean to you? I greet you in the name of Jesus, that precious name. But if we just consider a little bit, what the name Jesus actually stands for. What does it mean? Why are we so enthralled with the name of Jesus? Does it make a difference? Or could we say, in the name of Muhammad? Or in the name of President Obama? You know, there are people that come in the name of President Obama. And they go to different countries and they say they are representing the United States. They are representing Obama. They're ambassadors for the country. So what does the name of Jesus mean to you? Are you an ambassador of Jesus Christ? Are you an ambassador of Jesus Christ? No, the Bible says that we are citizens of a heavenly kingdom. Citizens of a heavenly kingdom. So, what really does it mean to be a citizen of a heavenly kingdom? Okay, we look at ambassadors to another country. I don't know how much you know about ambassadors, but an ambassador is a representative, let's say, in somebody from Washington, somebody from the U.S. government, somebody that is employed by the U.S. government, and the U.S. government sends this person to, let's say, Ghana, West Africa. You know, he sends this person over there, and this person lives in that country. And that person, what does that person do in that country? Even though he's living in that country, do you think that he is taking part in the affairs of the country? Is he representing the country of Africa? No, he is representing the country of the United States of America. He was sent by there by that country, and he is doing the will of that country. Maybe he's spying. Maybe he's just interacting with the people to find out, just to be a representative and to help the people of that country. I don't know exactly, you know, what all the work of a ambassador is, but I do know it is to represent the country of the United States of America in that foreign land. And so, in the same way, we, as ambassadors of Jesus Christ, are here in this country, in the world, whether it be in the country of the United States or whether it be in any other country. We are here as ambassadors. If we are a child of God, we are an ambassador of the heavenly kingdom. And as such, then we will represent the heavenly kingdom. We will be We will not get entangled with the affairs of that country wherein we are. We will only get entangled. We will only work with the things of our own country. We will, our country is supporting us, and so we will faithfully support our country. we will faithfully represent our country. So is that the case this morning? Are you faithfully, in this wicked world that we live in, are you faithfully representing the Lord Jesus Christ? And, you know, like I said in the beginning, what does it mean? What does the man, Jesus Christ, mean to you? Is it just a historical figure that you look back and say, well, he was a good man. You know, he was a good man. I think I'd like to pattern my life after him. You know, people can do that and yet not be a part of that heavenly kingdom. Isn't that, you know, what does that do in your heart? People can try to pattern their life after the Lord Jesus Christ and yet not have surrendered their own life. They're bringing their own ideas, they're bringing their own they're trying to worship God on their own terms. And Jesus said, he that does not forsake everything cannot be my disciple. And that means we need to forsake our own ways. And we need to look at the Word of God. And what does the Word of God say? What does Jesus himself, how does he want me to represent the heavenly kingdom? Okay, so I mentioned earlier this week about the fads and fashions of the world. Do you think that the ambassador from the United States, and he's in Ghana, West Africa, do you think he's going to dress like the Africans? No, he's going to dress like an American. He's not going to follow the fashions and fads of that country. So what are we to do as Christians, as ambassadors of the heavenly kingdom? Are we supposed to dress? Are we supposed to act like the world? Are we supposed to go places that the world does? You know, this ambassador from the United States, is he gonna go to all the markets is he gonna follow after the thrills of that country? No, he is going to be concerned about the affairs of the United States. That's what he's there for, and that's what he's going to concern himself about. And if he's a good ambassador, he will not get entangled in the affairs of the country that he's living in. And so it's the same way with us as Christians. Where are we at? What are we doing? Now, I'd just like to stir your hearts this morning. Stir your hearts. Take a look at your heart. What is your heart after? Is your heart fully surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you given everything to serve him? And you know, some people think that you have to be a missionary overseas in order to serve God. No, you don't. You know, if you can't be a missionary at home, it's very unlikely that you'll be a successful missionary overseas. But, you know, if you want to be a successful missionary, then start at home. Start today and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Represent him. Represent him. What does it mean to represent the Lord Jesus Christ? What does it mean to represent the Lord Jesus Christ? Consider this. I'd really, really, really entreat you to consider in your heart today, what does it mean to represent the Lord Jesus Christ? What is said of the Lord Jesus Christ? How did he come to in his kingdom? Did he come? Was he born with in a palace? Was he born and adorned with all the array of a king? Well, first of all, Jesus Christ himself was born in a stable. He did not even have a house to call his home. He was born in a stable, and he was laid in a manger on some hay. Isn't that an example of, I mean, can you imagine? This was not some earthly king that is being born here. This is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he has given himself down so low to be born in a stable. What have we done for our king? How are we representing our king? I think it's awesome that Jesus Christ, having been seated on the right hand of the Father from eternity past, and now he gives himself to be born of a virgin? Wait a minute, a virgin? Somebody is not even married? Come on. That was a stigma in itself. You know, people look down on those type of people. They call them bastards. And yet, Jesus Christ was willing to lay down his heavenly kingdom, his crown, as it were. He was willing to be born in a lowly stable. He was willing to be born in a lowly stable. And he grew up like a child, like a normal child. He grew, it says, he grew in stature and in wisdom. Even though he had at his disposal all the wisdom of heaven, yet he gave himself to the limitations of a child, of a baby. And he allowed those limitations in his life. And he grew up like any other child. Yes, he was a child. It does say that he was without sin, which is, of course, not quite like any other child. But he grew up, as far as flesh and blood, he grew up like any other child. It took years for him to develop his body. It took years to develop into a full-grown man, just like any other child. And we do see him there in the temple at age of 12. And he was disputing. He was there teaching the rabbis and the Jewish leaders there in the temple. And yes, he did have extraordinary wisdom there, even in his childhood years. But he grew up like a man. He gave himself. And not only that, even though there he was teaching the teachers, but it says that when his parents came looking for him, that he was obedient and followed them. He went with them and he served in the carpenter shop. And I'm not sure how long he served there, but at the age of about 30, he started his ministry. So, what does Jesus mean to you? What are you doing to represent the Lord Jesus Christ. Who do you represent? Are you representing Jesus Christ, or are you representing the devil and his foolishness, the world? What are you representing? That's my question to you this morning. What are you representing? So, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, this morning we bow before you in the name of Jesus. We ask you, dear God, to just be with us, guide us today, and may you give direction and conviction, if necessary, to our listeners, that our listeners could be challenged and that they could be motivated to higher ground. That's what it's all about, to walk in faith and to be obedient to the Word of God and to allow Jesus Christ, allow the Spirit of God. And you know, I just pray, dear God, that the Spirit of God would, if these people that are listening today are not filled with the Spirit of God, I pray that somehow they may search and they may seek, even as the disciples did there when they, after Jesus ascended into heaven, it says they gathered together in the upper room and they prayed. And then 9 days later, I believe, after they were gathered together, they had cleansed themselves, then the Holy Spirit fell upon them. And so, Father, I pray that the listeners would be motivated to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and allow God to fill them with the Holy Spirit. So, Father, this morning we do again ask your blessings and grace upon our listeners and just pray that your will may be done in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, well, God bless you, and come back again tomorrow morning for the final day of me bringing the devotionals. And I don't know, maybe you have not enjoyed the devotionals this week, but I sure have enjoyed bringing them. And God bless you, and be with you. And you know, tell others about us. My phone number is 717-656-9576. Again, God bless you and have a great day.